Personality. Before discussing personality, it is important to understand something. None of this stuff actually exists. There is no such thing as the self, thinking styles, learning styles, or for that matter, the personality. Or at least there is no biological basis for any of these things. If you examine a person's brain with an MRI or PET scan, you would be hard-pressed to locate where in the brain the notion of I comes from. Similarly, a person with a holistic thinking style or a visual learning style won't have any special features in their brains that differentiate them from a linear thinker or a different learning style. Psychology has a term for all of these things: constructs. So if constructs are not real, why do we study them? A good analogy comes from mathematics. Although triangles and circles do not exist in the actual world, understanding the properties of these can allow you to do things in the real world that you wouldn't necessarily be able to do. For example, triangulation allows you to use knowledge about the angles of triangles and the relations of these to each other to determine the location of an otherwise unknown point. Similarly, using psychological constructs allows us to think of activities, such as learning or working together in groups, in a certain way that we wouldn't get to without these constructs. For example, it's not as important whether you are officially a tactile learner than it is that you find learning with your hands an easier or more effective process than other approaches.